Here we go. It's a surprise bonus top 10 this morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a top 10 this morning. Normally, we do our top 10, 7, 10, and 9, 10 on Tuesdays. But yes, I'm trying to help things out here in this process. It is the top 10 other ways that we can determine an election. Top 10 other ways to determine an election, and maybe some solutions in here. Like, we'll start with, of course, number 10.
Number 10!
Yeah, how about find some guy named Donald Biden and just make him president? There you go.
Number nine.
Each candidate can be president of the people that voted for them. So there you go. It's about 50-50, right?
Number eight
way to determine an election. Give the job to the candidate who can recite all 29 states the quickest. Yeah, that would be.
Number seven.
That might not help.
Yeah. Maybe call in some new talent around the. Maybe call in a new host of all of the election coverage and just let Tyra Banks show up and sort it out.
Number six.
Imagine her given results.
Number six.
Choose the candidate who promises a car in every driveway. And a chicken in every Willet Float bucket. Yeah, that's right. That's right, right there, ladies. Willet Float every Thursday morning, straight up at 8. Yesterday was good, too, if you missed it.
Number five,
a way to otherwise determine an election. I don't know, but if this election takes up any more time, I mean, what does this mean for Claire on The Bachelorette? I mean, does she and Dale go up? Does she end up with Stephanopoulos? I don't even know anymore.
Number four,
solve it how Florida solves most things. Do some gator wrestling.
Number 3.
That'd be fun to watch. Number 3. How about this? Whichever news anchor stays awake the longest on air gets to pick. There you go. Which, to that being said, you're getting very sleepy, Don Lemon. You're very, very sleepy.
Number two.
Base the decision exclusively on which presidential impression is better on this show. How about that? And number one. Number one way we could maybe solve this. You solve it. Are you nuts? Are you kidding? This is great. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. A Tuesday top 10 on a Friday morning in Texas.
Waking up the West Oplex. It's KB and Marley.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the show. Real Country, Hank FM.